Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One for Curtis, who said this morning during his lead that he has been made to feel like a fool by the Boston Red Sox, and he is not happy about it. So we're going to get to the rest of the leads momentarily. Can we open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis quickly? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside this morning, and I know there's some drizzle and some rain out there.
Yeah, we got a little bit of the wet stuff in the vicinity. Spotty showers today is the way I would describe it. 61 now, afternoon high in the low 70s. We're going to be in the beginning of a little bit of a heat wave there, Greg.
Oh, meow.
Okay.
The meow comes out of nowhere in that reach.
It really is.
It's shocking.
Can we play that in a long Breslow pause at 9:30?
Meow.
That's what Shime says when things get feisty during a Pokemon pack battle.
Meow.
Meow.
Guess what? Tomorrow, gonna rain as well, but it's gonna be in the mid to upper 70s with morning showers, cloudy afternoon. But Thursday, looking like partly sunny skies, 90 degrees
in
the Boston area. And Thursday night, where we will be at Wally's at Hampton Beach, it'll be gorgeous, 75 degrees. And Friday morning at Bernie's Beach Bar, spectacular, 75, abundant sunshine for the broadcast.
All right, New Hampshire, cannot wait to see you this week for Roadshow number 6. And that will be Bernie's on the beach Friday morning. Great weather. And you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to pivot away from the Rafael Devers talk for a bit, if I may.
Yeah.
Because 5 robots from Boston Dynamics auditioned for America's Got Talent, and it's terrifying. Mitch has the video for you watching on Twitch or on YouTube. And everybody cheering for these 5 robots that are dancing, synchronized, their necks moving in weird ways, thinking that it's the coolest thing of all time. If World War III doesn't get us, these guys will. It is we are going to look like absolute morons in 20 years when we are getting taken over by robots being taken out in the streets. And we look back on videos of them on America's Got Talent, clapping, giving them a standing ovation.
Come on over to my side. I've been there for a long time. Glad to have you.
Right.
It is so scary. I actually can't believe it. Now, there is good news. One of the 5 did malfunction at the very beginning of the dance, so they aren't foolproof.
Right.
But
they're also not made of, like, adamantium here. Right. Like, what are we doing?
What is adamantium? What?
Like in the Marvel universe, a fictional metal that is the strongest metal on the planet.
Right. It's what Wolverine is made of.
Correct. Courtney's, well done, Wiggy.
Courtney's spot on here. They are lulling us into a false sense of security.
Correct.
They're like, look at us.
Yeah.
We sing. We dance.
Oh, we look like little dogs.
What are those donkeys clapping for?
I like the robots. Maybe that'll help us with our military. We could send robots in. We don't have to lose
That's how
soldiers.
It starts. Did you not watch Captain America?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And how did that end up?
Right.
They win.
Yeah, they win.
Well, and that's because they have a superhero. We do not.
Right. Yeah, you do. You got us. And Wiggy will take care of it.
What robots were in Captain America?
They get the robotic version of Captain America.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the second one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you gotta be specific when you're dealing with Captain America.
No, this is scary. All four judges voted yes, so they are moving on to the next round. But this, to me, bad news bears.
Yep. Mm. I mean, one minute they're dancing on America's Got Talent. Next, they're ripping your nuts off.
Right.
I would caution everybody when it comes to the robot uprising. Courtney, thank you.
What if we called it even if they just took out Simon Cowell?
Oh, I like Simon.
You are on the right side of history on this one, Courtney.
You guys are cowards.
Yeah. I promise
I'm
you
I'm with
that.
The robots on this one.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I looked at this whole Red Sox situation, and I wouldn't have done it, the Devers situation. I get it where the team's coming from and hearing a little bit of what they have to say. And we give so many, me personally, I give teams issues and I still give them an issue, the Red Sox organization. I would not have done it. I understand that. I get it. I give them a small piece of credit if they feel like this guy would have been that much of an issue in the locker room, the clubhouse. I obviously brought up Parcells and what, you know, he had said. And we talk about Lawrence Taylor. And I think it's a little different, Curtis, because Lawrence Taylor on the practice field, he bought into everything. He just liked the party at night and went out there and still had, you know, 15 sacks a season. So I give the organization a little bit of credit, but I now want to see them utilize this money, and whether it's this trade deadline, maybe there's another disgruntled bat that is a very, very good player somewhere else. I don't know who that is. I leave that to the baseball heads, that they go out there and trade for that and use that money to bring that player in, or maybe they do something after the season. So that is my biggest thing moving forward, is I want to see them utilize the money that they get back from trade endeavors away and put it towards another elite bat. Yes, you have a lot of young, talented players, but you no longer now have the elite bat in your lineup. And now I'm wanting to see if you use that money to go out there and potentially get that guy.
Okay, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
If you are wondering why Rafael Devers is no longer a member of the Boston Red Sox, then perhaps you need to look no further than the way he interacted with the I would say the greatest Red Sox player of my lifetime, David Ortiz. David Ortiz spoke up a lot yesterday about Rafael Devers, and he said players need to take this as an example. Nobody is indispensable. You need to be smart and understand the situation. Your worst enemy is your ego.
Mm.
So David Ortiz, I guess, believes that Rafael Devers is not here because he couldn't overcome the ego part of it and do what was right for the team. More from David Ortiz. He said, I think it would be easier if they pay you that kind of money to go F it. Let's do it. But players' egos play a big role sometimes. I've seen it with so many players. Sammy Sosa, A-Rod, my friend, Manny Ramirez, you name it. And guess what? At the end of the day, you know you did wrong, and once you mature, you understand.
Mm.
He went on to say that David Ortiz had reached out to Rafael Devers many times to offer advice and counsel about how to handle himself, and most times, Rafael Devers left him on read or read. Ghosted him.
Would not bother
to respond.
Yeah.
To the great David Ortiz.
You don't do that, man. You don't do that as a player, as a up and coming player. You don't leave any goats on red. I don't even care if he's not a goat. You take a little bit of insight from those guys that have done it, have been there before. And granted, you don't have to be the GOAT, but when it is a guy like Big Poppy, man, I'm picking up his phone all the time and saying, hey, what do you think, bro? Yeah.
Well, this was shocking, too, because earlier during the spring when Bregman came in and there was so much hoopla around third base, David Ortiz was speaking quite highly of Rafael Devers. Yeah. So he had his back during spring training. For Devers not to answer his calls, clearly he has a communication issue. That's what Ortiz said. He needs to work on his communication with people.
Maybe it's a language language barrier. Well,
no, I wouldn't say that.
Not with Ortiz. Communication is responding
correct.
To somebody when they text you
yes.
and say, can I help out?
But that's what Ortiz
it's
said.
It's dinkish.
Yes, it is.
It's unfortunately, it's dink forward. To not respond.
Well, if you're not responding, and this gives us a little bit of a window, if you're not responding to David Ortiz, who is in the brotherhood like you are, a former player who reached the highest of the highs mm-hmm. and is willing to help you out, how do you think he then treats the manager, the GM, right. and the owner? Yeah. Right? Because that's the brotherhood. Like any former player. That if they ever reached out to me, I would be, you know, every piece of opportunity, like, you know, willing to listen, taking any, because that's the brotherhood. You know, they've been there. They've done what you have done or what you're trying to do. And when you turn kind of like you kind of ghost them or you don't really give them any, like.
That's ego.
Yeah.
That's a giant ego. Like, you don't need David Ortiz. I mean, everybody needs David Ortiz. I just...
So imagine what he's saying to like Breslow and Sam and those guys or even Alex.
All right, well, crazy. those are our leads. We are going to get to, speaking of Breslow and Sam Kennedy, we are going to get to some of what they said last night on their Zoom during They Said It coming up next. And we will also have the opportunity to talk about all of this with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. This morning on this show at 9:30. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox shut out the Mariners out west 2-0, the final from Seattle. Roman Anthony had his first big league homer.
Gilbert throws, and Roman drives one high and deep into right field. It is at the warning track, at the wall. Gone! Roman Anthony hits his first.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Major League Homer!
And Lucas Giolito went 6 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. They've got another one with the Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. We heard from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy about the trade of Rafael Devers last night. Here's a bit of what Sam had to say off the bat.
We obviously are here tonight to talk about our trade with the San Francisco Giants. But at the outset, I just wanted to express on behalf of the whole organization our thanks to Rafi Devers for all he's done for our franchise. I want to let everyone know that obviously this decision was not taken lightly, nor did it come suddenly. Oh. We obviously, over the last week or so, reached an inflection point, and as difficult as that inflection point was, as the hallmark of this organization, I guess, over the last 24 years, we acted boldly and decisively, and we came to the very difficult decision to make a deal that we think serves the best interests of the Boston Red Sox in the short term and in the long term.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, We'll hear from Craig Breslow at 9:30 this morning, and I, for one, cannot wait.
Yeah.
So.
We'll hear more from them during They Said It as well. In Game 5 of the NBA Finals, saw the Thunder go up 1 on the Pacers in OKC, 120-109 the final. Jalen Williams had a 40-piece in the win, and tonight it is win or go home for the Oilers. Game 6 against the Panthers, puck drop at 8 in Florida.
And if anybody even utters their lips to say that Tyrese Halliburton is better than Jason Tatum, like Dave Chappelle,
yep,
and the great Dave Chappelle skit when he opens up his fist and slaps Charlie Murphy right across the face.
That's what you're going to do?
That is what that person will get.
Why would you choose violence?
Well, it's not violence. It's just a little something to, like, wake you up like, oh, wow. I'm glad you woke me up from that, you know, nightmare I was in.
I used to give Wiggy a hard time about this, but he is so right as it pertains to the Tatum conversation. It's like every single national pontificator in the NBA is waiting for one guy to have a great game, and then immediately, it's not great game, good win for the Pacers, it's better than that bum Jason Tatum. Goated. Like yeah. Tatum has been the most consistent player in the NBA the last 6 years.
I will ask them, what did the five fingers say to the face? Slap! Wake up. 0 points on field goal attempts. Yeah, then the game with 4 points and they were all free throws.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to hear that again.
You think Tatum responds when Larry Bird sends him a text?
I would hope so. Okay. I would hope so. Right. If not, he's going to need the five fingers to the face. Okay. When Bird hits you up, you respond.
Okay. The manner in which this show is actively engaging in the smear campaign is beneath.
Well, I would say it's
you
Big
think
Poppy.
Ortiz is in the smear campaign?
Well, on June 2nd, he said that on June 2nd, which is 2 weeks ago, he told Bradfo that he's doing everything he can to help the team and that people should get off his back. On June 2nd. And now he's gone, and Ortiz is like, never talk to me again.
Wow.
You stink.
I can't believe you are saying that about the great David Ortiz.
Right.
What, I mean, he's paid by the Red Sox.
I can't believe this.
This guy gives me advice on hitting, and I don't even play baseball. Just ask him.
What do you mean? What changed in 2 weeks?
Oh. So Big Poppy's lying?
Also,
he's doing the business of a company that pays some money.
No way.
Oh, my God.
But Curtis, also, Sam Kennedy, during that cut that we just played, says that it all came to a head last week. So I don't think that this was in the works for the last month.
Tweet that out. Curtis calls Big Poppy a liar.
Yeah, I think people lie all the time. I'm not 10 years old.
Wow. Also, it came to a head. It times up perfectly when Sam Kennedy said to the media that Rafael Devers would do anything to help out this team.
He said it started a week and a half ago, he said last night, and that was last Wednesday. So, and he addressed that last night during the press conference.
I thought a great question by Cotillo on that.
Yeah.
Well, that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That is what's trending. We will have They Said It coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.